Our second text comes to us this day from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. I invite you to hear with new ears this familiar part of the Christmas story. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise ones from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes, the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" When Herod secretly called for the wise ones and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared, then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I might also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. God of shepherds and seekers, you have been with us from the beginning and you are with us here today. We give you thanks for the opportunity this Christmas season to ponder the birth of Jesus in new ways. As we stand before the manger, open our hearts and our minds that we might hear something new in this familiar story, something unexpected. And may your Spirit be with us, that we might be transformed as we seek the place where Jesus waits. In the name of Emmanuel, we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well done. Yes, it is still Christmas. It's this Christmas season still, even though I bet that many of you have put away your trees, have taken down the tinsel and bows, maybe put away the candles and glittering lights, all of which mark the holidays. My tree stays up through Epiphany. But here, in this place, just 2 weeks ago when we lit the fourth Advent candle, and where just over a week ago we welcomed the baby in the manger, Christmas continues. And what a season it has been. So many gifts, so many moments, so many unexpected surprises. Remember with me rejoicing with Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth as their worlds turned upside down with unexpected news. Remember with me how we sang along with the shepherds out in the fields as they watched their flocks by night, offering our glorias along with the heavenly host of angels. And just now, as we are beginning to forget all that joy and the fog and shadow of real life has begun to cast its dimness over us, here we are again, surprised by the star. Today is the day we celebrate Epiphany, a star day, if you will, an ancient celebration when we remember the arrival of the wise ones at the place where Jesus was born. It is also a day we celebrate Epiphanies, those sudden and surprising insights that come in an unexpected moment of light. For sure, the Magi are the last ones to arrive at the Christmas party. Magi, wise ones, priests, likely, sages from Persia, likely who have achieved that descriptor of wise because of their skill in interpreting dreams and understanding astrology. I call them wise ones, for we do not know the number. We tend to see in our sets, nativity sets and creches, three wise ones to match the three gifts that they bring. But we neither know how many there were nor what they were. They might have been men, but they also could have been a group that included women. And so I always like to think about them as the wise ones. These wise ones were well known for telling fortunes and preparing daily horoscopes for the king of Persia at his palace. These wise ones were sky gazers, night watchers, and scholars of the stars. And just as we recognize in our scientific world that the skies are filled with predictable and reasonable patterns that follow seasons, so did those who watched the ancient skies. And so that strange star that appeared in the night sky would have caught the attention of those wise ones, would have drawn them to know more about what it meant, encouraged them to discover more about its meaning, and it would have compelled them to follow where it led. They didn't expect the surprise they got. Why would they? Using their knowledge and experience, they determined the star was the sign of the birth of a king. No doubt they had attended births of kings before and taken presents, and so they set off. They set off with their gifts and their protocols in hand and began their journey. Throughout their travel, they kept their eyes fixed on that bright star. It was one light among many, and yet profoundly different. For it was a sign of a coming king and of a coming new kingdom, a light that would ultimately reveal something new, something unexpected, something divine. Imagine with me their sense of growing anticipation and expectation as they watched that star move ahead of them. Move ahead of them until that very moment it stopped over that place in Bethlehem where they found the unexpected. It was not a palace, but a humble one-room house. Not a royal dynasty of kings and queens, of princes, but common folks. And not a king bearing a crown and a scepter, but an ordinary baby boy. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't always react well when what I expect is not what I get. I'm not always at peace when what I get is not what I expect. And so it surprises me every time I read this story that the wise ones don't react the way I might have expected them to. For instance, they could have reacted to this vastly unexpected scene with annoyance that they had come so far to find a baby so ordinary. They could have reacted to this unexpected scene with confusion at the unlikely and frankly completely wrong setting of a simple home. They could have reacted to this vastly unexpected scene with blame and questioning their decision. Who was the one who had the idea to head out on this journey? But they don't. They don't. Those wise ones are so taken aback by what they find, so filled with awe at what they see, that they do not do what they planned to do. You see, they have come with gifts to offer. I would expect that as ones who worked in the palace, they had a whole set of protocols that they followed when they arrived at the palace to celebrate the arrival of a new king. My guess is they would have arrived with their hands stretched out, with their gifts ready to be received. And yet the story tells us that they are so awed by what they have found, they fall to their knees in worship. Can't you just imagine that box filled with myrrh spilling open, or the frankincense dripping out of the bottle, or the gold rolling under the hay? They fall to their knees and they drop the gifts they have brought. It is as if at that moment they have had an epiphany, a flash of insight, for in that close and holy darkness, they realize what they see. And it is not what they expected. They realize in that moment that they have been among the first to glimpse the rising of a new king. They are among the first to witness the dawning of a new kingdom. And they have been among the first to witness the coming of a future of everlasting love and never-ending light. It would cause me to fall on my knees too. It is only after that they then spill out their treasure before the baby Jesus. And as they turn to leave under the cover of that holy night, they are told to go home by another way. Their way home will be different from the way they came. They will take a different route back to that familiar place of home. But when they arrive there, at that familiar place, they will not be the same. They will be different. For you see, in the light of that star, shining above that simple home, has given them a new vision. And when the night lifts and the stars disappear, a new light will shine. And it will be the light of the world. You and I have made the familiar journey this Christmas season to the manger. We have spent the night with the shepherds under the clouds, and we have sung with the angels. We have sat with Mary and Joseph to hear the good news. And we have walked through darkness with the wise ones, led by the light of the star to the place where Jesus waits. But I wonder, are we still surprised the way the wise ones were? Are we overwhelmed with awe at what God did in coming to live among us? Are we? And are we, having made this journey to the manger, are we returning home different? as we enter into this new year, traveling our own way, may we be like the wise ones who searched and kept on searching, who sought and kept on seeking, who followed the light that shines in the darkness until they came to the place where their eyes were opened and they fell on their knees in awe and worship. And when we get to that place where Jesus waits, may we, like them, offer our worship, breaking forth open our hearts, allowing that tiny baby to not only forever change the world, but to ever change us. Amen.